Hey guys, what's up? We're back with more Date Fails. I'm Kate Quigley. I have the hilarious comedian and my very, very hot and I want to say a little vulgar.
A little vulgar. I'm disgusting.
A little disgusting. Jessica Michelle Singleton. What's up, girl?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. I'm super pumped. I feel like I never see you that much anymore.
I know. I never run into you.
I know.
I guess we're both busy. It's good things.
It's a great thing. We're both doing a lot. You were just saying you have a whole month of touring Africa.
Yeah, I'm
up.
Going to South Africa in November.
That's amazing. On the road a lot.
I've been out of town a ton, and I come back, and I have this weird thing of thinking it's other people that have been gone. I'll run into people and be like, where have you been?
I'm the same. I do the same thing.
And they're like, you haven't been around.
Right. Like, they're like, oh, you left. Do you panic ever when you're gone that people will like kind of just forget about you here?
You know what? No.
Oh, I said it.
No, I think that's really normal because everyone else asked me that. And I'm like, I think I'm so out of sight, out of mind that like I probably forget about everyone else. So I forget that they can forget about me.
You're hard to forget though. Like, you have a vibe about you that's like, this is a compliment because I never remember people. Like, I'm horrible.
And God, me too.
People call me out on it. There's this dude at the Comedy Store a couple weeks ago that I walked up to. You know, we were talking, and I was like, hey, I'm Kate.
And you've met.
He goes, Kate, you were at my birthday party 2 years ago, and we've been on shows together. And I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. It's just, first of all, to be fair to me, though, his birthday party was a joint birthday party
with another comic who I'm friends with.
Yeah. So it wasn't like I knew him.
I've done that. You know what? I used to beat myself up because I'd be like, I'm so rude. Then there's a part of me that's like, okay, A, we meet a ton of people doing this. Like nonstop, you're meeting people. B, right. It's like, okay, well, if I don't remember you, it's kind of on you too.
I feel the same. That's,
but then I'm like, is that
arrogant? You're like, there's nothing memorable. Here's who I remember. I remember people who are absolutely hilarious.
Yes.
Right? I remember people I would like to have sex with.
I mean, for sure.
Usually. I don't always remember their name.
I don't even remember some people I have had sex with.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so pathetic that I can still count mine.
I mean...
It's pathetic.
It's not pathetic.
It makes me sad.
Well, I mean, it's good. I think it's there's no good or bad.
It's just because I was out of the game for 10 years.
That's right,
married.
You're married.
Yeah, so I'm like playing catch up. I'm binge fucking now.
I mean, I can't even put a range on the amount of people I've had sex with.
Good. I feel like people should get out there and find out what they like.
Well, yeah. Well, to me, it's almost creepy. I guess if you have a low enough number, it's not that creepy to know. But at a certain point, it's like, if you have had sex with more than 20 people and you know how many people you've had sex with, what are you doing?
Like, if you're counting every single
one.
You're
a serial killer.
There is someone who the fuck did I ask? I can't remember who it was who had a crazy high number. It was like 677 or something, but he knew the exact number and he'd written them all down.
That's nuts.
That's creepy as fuck. You're right.
I once tried to make a list and this had to be like half the amount of people ago just because I was like, well, how many people have I had sex with? And then I started making it. I was like, oh, this is just going to upset me because I was like, what was that guy's name? Oof.
Do you find that, all right, well, first of all, I should have done this up top because I wanted to say this for you and we just started talking right away, that you guys can catch Jessica at the Great Plains Comedy Fest. What is it? September 13th.
Through 18th. It's in if you're in Saskatchewan, Canada. So there, you know.
You might be. I have a lot of Canadians that
I feel like Canadians.
I love Canadians.
I'll be in Saskatoon, which sounds like a fake town.
Have you been there before?
No, it'll be my first time.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just in Edmonton for the first time and
I'd never been there.
It was fun. The crowds were great. The crowds were like comedy crowds.
I love that. Well, everyone I've ever met out of Canada is so funny.
They're so cool.
I imagine it's good comedy people. I'm excited.
They really were. Yeah, I had a great time there. And from what I heard, I haven't actually done stand-up anywhere else in Canada, but I have heard that it's fantastic everywhere. I mean,
that's what I've heard, too. I have a few Canadian comic friends and stuff, and
they all love it.
They love it. It seems great.
Where did you grow up?
Alaska. So
that's
next
door. That's right. Because I was just there, and you posted for me, which was so sweet.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I wonder if any of my drunk high school friends will come out and be like, and I was like almost terrified that someone was going to come and be like, I'm friends with Jessica. And I was like, oh, no.
I would have been thrilled, by the way.
Oh, God. I probably would have been.
It was really weird because I performed at the Alaskan Truckers Association, or I think it was. I also performed at the Hard Rock, which is in Anchorage,
interesting.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then there was like an extra, like, I guess it was like a corporate-y kind of thing,
Alaskan
right?
Alaskan Truckers. That's
the
best.
So they hired me, and dude, I was like, oh, these are my people. I'm going to do great here because I'm kind of dirty and they'll love, like, it'll be a bunch of truck drivers.
You're like,
look
at all
me.
These hats I own.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to do awesome. And then I walked in. I almost shit my pants because it wasn't truck drivers.
Oh,
it was
no.
the people who own
the companies.
The companies. So it was like suits.
Oh, no.
And it was in like a banquet hall and people were really dressed up and they were giving away awards. And I literally was like, these people are going to. And I had, by the way, shown up like everyone's dressed up. I'm in like a flannel and a trucker hat.
Oh, God. Like, you're like, I wanted to do truck stop comedy.
These
are CEOs.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was so fucking nervous. And then I went up and actually it went fine, except there was a kid. Someone brought like their 10-year-old kid.
What a nightmare.
I know. And he just stuck headphones on the kid in the back of the room.
Literal earmuffs.
Literal
that
earmuffs.
That has to be someone who's divorced.
Absolutely.
Of divorced daddies. Like, after this, we'll go to Denny's.
It was crazy. But I did the whole thing and it actually went fine. But then afterwards, the best part is the president comes up to me, who's like this 80-year-old, little 80, 85-year-old man.
Oh, God.
And he said to me, he said, I just wanted to tell you that I was out sick when they hired you. And I was a little worried. I was a little worried that we made a mistake, but you actually did a fine job.
I was a little worried. That's the most Alaskan thing I've ever heard. When I found out we hired a woman, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Women aren't funny.
Yeah, he was worried. But I did that was the best part. The compliment was, you did a fine job. Fine.
Thank you, Mr. Truck.
I was like,
man.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
God, did you have fun while you were up there?
Actually, I did. I had a really good time. I drank a lot.
I'm going home next week, I'm terrified because I haven't been drinking. And my friends basically bully me into drinking when I go.
Really?
And then I have a problem where I will not drink. I'm not like actively like, I'm not drinking. I just am busy and I'm a workaholic, so I won't drink. And then I get around my friends who are drinkers and I try to drink the way I used to when I drank all the time. And then I die.
You
like,
can't.
I'm like, oh, no.
That's so funny. No, you totally can't. You think my tolerance is so low right now because I was in Vegas for a week, and then when I got back, I didn't drink for like 4 or 5 days, and then I had two drinks, and I was like wasted the other night.
Yeah, get like, I'm a one drink person now, and then I'm good.
That's great, though.
I mean, it is great as long as I only have one drink. Otherwise,
right.
I'm a sloppy mess.
Are you? What kind of drunk are you?
I'm fun.
You're a fun drunk.
I'm
You're
fun.
Happy.
Yeah, I'm very like life of the party.
Oh,
I don't
good.
Usually get. I'm not like an angry crier or anything.
That's
there
important.
There have been moments, but like,
do you have a cutoff where you turn from happy drunk to sad drunk? Because I do.
I don't know. I think I just always drink so quickly I go straight to blacked out.
That's hilarious. You're like, I'm happy, then I pass the fuck out.
You know what I think it is when I'm super drunk, it's just, and I don't know if this is true for everyone, but it's just the most of whatever emotion I have going on inside of me is what comes out. So if I'm drinking and like I'm trying to cover up the fact that I'm sad, eventually I'm going to be like, and I'm alone and stupid.
Same.
But, or angry or whatever.
I think that's normal. That's why they say, I mean, it's basically truth serum. Whatever you're feeling,
it
you're more
like,
honest.
Yeah.
I dated a guy who didn't drink, not because he was an alcoholic, just because he just, you know, he didn't drink.
And he's one of those people.
Every once in a while I would slip. This is so awful.
Oh my God, you didn't, oh no.
Every once in a while I'd slip him a little alcohol on purpose just to get him to like tell me the truth.
Oh my God. Like, you're like truth roofing him. It's like women are roofing men for emotional honesty. It's like, I didn't sleep with him. I just got him to tell me how he felt. And like, that's wrong.
It's kind of fucked up now that I'm thinking back on it. I was very young. It was like the first guy I dated out of my marriage.
Also, like alcohol has such a distinct taste that if you don't question
notice
what
it?
You're drinking, like, it's, I mean, what's wrong with you?
I would put it in smoothies that were like super sweet.
Oh my God, you're a crazy person. I love just to get him to just be like, do you really love me?
If you're wondering if I'm insane, like, people don't understand when I tweet that I'm like crazy and that's why I'm single.
No,
I am.
Well, and people, it's so funny when you tweet about, not you specifically, but anyone, when you talk about any type of like intense emotional thing you do, but you're not actively doing it all the time, people are like, I think you're making that up.
Right.
Like, I'll talk a lot about, I have bits about depression, yeah. but I'm not, I don't walk around with a rain cloud over my head because I'm like, I'm not going to bum everyone else out because I'm depressed and people are like, I think you're making it up. Or if I'm self like deprecating, like,
right.
just because someone else doesn't think I'm unattractive. I'm like, I'm not allowed to have a day where I feel unattractive because yeah. you don't think I am.
Yeah.
But people are like, I don't believe you. And you're like, date me, find out.
Yeah. You want to find out? There's an easy way to, I've yeah. thought about doing that. I've thought about just dating a few people, like a few, like one follower a week, like one Twitter, just so that it gets out there. That
so
I'm
like, oh, she's, it's
oh,
real.
Oh, she real? Yeah.
It's not a character she's doing.
Yeah, because people think if you're just like a cute, funny girl that it's so easy dating. I think it's just, you have more people to choose from who are fucked up and yeah. you're fucked up because.
Well, that's the thing too, is like complaining about not being able to like find someone, people immediately go, come on. It's like, no, I know I could date a person. I know there are people out. It's not like I'm like, nobody will ever sleep with me or date me. But it's like, especially like for female comedians, it's not the same as dudes. Like male comedians have girls that are hypothetically good catches coming up after shows. At best, we have like men who are like, I like what you said about your butthole.
Oh, I can't tell you how many guys have come up to me and been like, can I see that lazy boob? Or,
oh my God.
Yeah, my wife and I want to take you home.
The wife and I is like,
do you get that all the time?
The closest thing to a catch I'll get is a man who already has a wife and is like, we want to have a threesome. All the time.
Same. I get like one of those a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it a lot. And I'm like, well, who's your wife?
Yeah.
Well, the only reason I don't even identify as bisexual is because I'm afraid people would realize how shallow I am about women. I'd be like, she's not my type. Meanwhile, I date these men who are like by all social standards, monsters.
Wait, have you done it? Have you gone home with a couple after
a show? I haven't.
Show?
But in my head, I think that I have the ability to, or that like maybe eventually
you might.
I will.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I also like... I don't like the term sapiosexual because it sounds so douchey to be like, I'm only attracted to intelligence. But, like, it's personality plays in a lot for me. So, like,
it does.
I can't have a person just be like, I'd fuck you, and me be like, oh, okay.
I'm
so wet.
No matter like, how hot they are,
yeah,
right?
No, no, no.
You just can't. Guys don't get that. There has to be some
connection
or I don't get turned on
yeah,
by
and
them.
It's like, I mean, yeah, no. I would say that outweighs physical... whatever the physical thing is, so much more for me. Like, if anyone looks at the people I've been with, like, across the board, there's not, like, a distinct physical type.
Yeah.
But if someone can make me laugh, I mean, I'm not going to do, like, old bits I wrote about it, but, like, I will overlook all their flaws if they're really funny.
I think that that's normal. Like, if you ask women what they look for in a man, every girl says funny.
Funny, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Well, because laughing feels good. Laughing is, like, a connection. I mean, I did a ton of shrooms last week and had this whole, like... like introspective experience about like what laughter is and like where it comes from. But yeah, no, you feel connected to someone when you laugh.
That's why I always tell people that comedy shows are great dates.
Yeah.
Because you take a girl to a comedy show, she's laughing the whole time. In her mind, like, she's not necessarily distinguishing
yeah,
why
she
she's laughing
that feeling with
you.
Yeah,
yeah
no,
I think it's like an aphrodisiac, I think.
Yeah.
I have hooked up. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't very often invite guys to come see my stand-up.
I'm so terrified if a guy... which is weird because I have almost exclusively dated comics for the
have
last like,
really?
4 years. Unintentionally, but like it just happens. And then... but I don't... the idea of a man I'm like currently dating seeing me perform is a nightmare to me.
Yeah, I try to avoid it most of the time unless we're friends. Like if it's a guy I'm friends with first and then mm-hmm. we start hooking up, I feel a little more comfortable
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because they already kind of know who you are.
They know me. Because that's yeah. what it is for me. The reason I don't want them to come is because I feel like they're getting to know me too fast.
Yeah, because that's a heightened, like, not a, even necessarily a heightened version of who you are, but it's like a dumping of
it's
like,
intense.
This is who I am.
Yes.
And I have...
all the crazy, too, because I talk about being crazy on stage,
yeah.
and I talk about people I've slept with that I might not want people to know. And I know, like, it's probably people are like, but you're saying it to a whole room of people, but it's so different when that one person you don't want to know.
Yeah, it's like, okay, and theoretically, he could, like, see a clip of me, or, like, I don't want to talk to a man and be like, I've slept with so many people, and yet here I am on a podcast being like, who knows?
I know. I know. I'm with you. Oh, my God. I have so many questions about growing up in Alaska.
Oh, God.
How long did you live there for? When did you move?
I moved there in sixth grade from southern Mississippi, and then I lived there through high school. So however many years that is. Clearly not a lot of math going on in my head. Oh, like 7 years.
You moved right after high school?
Yeah, immediately. I was like, goodbye.
Did you, where in Alaska? Was it Anchorage?
Anchorage, yeah.
Okay, so you were kind of in a, I mean, it's not
a
like
city.
A, yeah.
It's not like people are like, what, do you live in an igloo or something? It's like, no, it's a relatively normal city.
Yeah.
A little like country-ish.
It reminded me of the town I grew up in, actually. I'm from Canton, Ohio. And
okay.
It totally reminded me, it's just kind of like a small
it's
city.
It's kind of like, yeah.
Far, it's country-ish.
It has like a country-ish Midwest vibe. People are nice. There's a tendency to be a little bit backwards socially as far as like, I mean, I definitely had some redneck friends. I was like a huge redneck. I have come a long way. I don't say come a long way. I've just changed my perspective a lot.
Well, I mean, my whole family, my dad is the biggest redneck.
Yeah.
Like my dad is in, I mean, I feel bad to say it because he could watch or listen. I love my dad so much.
Of course.
But he's like, he is the guy with the mullet, the beer gut, the NASCAR, like
yes.
that. He smokes weed and then he gets drunk and he calls me and he's like the philosophical, like the Bob Dylan hippie
yeah, that's
drunk.
That's like everyone I grew up with.
Yeah, exactly. So it's actually embarrassing. Like when I brought him out to L.A., and he had two requests. He wanted weed while he was here. He wanted me to get him,
classic.
You know, California weed.
Yeah.
And he wanted to come to the Comedy Store. And I took him to the Comedy Store and he wore cutoff sweat shorts.
Oh my God.
And a tank top. And it was like
so
July. Weird. I was like, oh my God,
oh,
this
no.
isn't.
Yeah. I always like wonder that too. Cause like I'll see, and I mean, I love my mom, but she's a character. And like when other people talk about their parents, sometimes I get in my head, I'm like, is nobody else embarrassed of their parents? Like,
everyone has to be.
Because I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? Why are you in sweatpants and clogs in a grocery store? Like, why? Don't do this to me.
Do you feel pressure here in LA to like, I used to just, you know, when I moved here, I would go to Ralph's like I would when I lived in Ohio, which is like no makeup, sweats, like,
oh, like
slippers.
Now when you like, go out, you have to like.
I don't feel like I have to look good, but I do feel like I can't just go to the store like with
nothing.
Like looking like total garbage.
You know, it's like, and I still do find myself doing that occasionally. I also live like on the east side, which is like a little out of LA. So it's a little away from the kind of Hollywood vibe. But even still, when I do it, I sort of feel like I must look like I'm a crazy person to everyone else because everyone else is like a little put together or fashionable. And then I'm like, I look like I'm homeless.
Well, I mean, you don't, but I know what you mean. Like, it's
yeah.
And it's weird when you leave. Like, I was just in San Jose, and I was at the grocery store, and I saw this couple there in their obvious pajamas. They both had on, like, flannel pants, slippers, hoodies. And I was like, oh, this feels like home. Like,
yes.
It felt normal to me.
Getting out of LA, because I've been, like, going on the road a lot and, like, going out of town, and I love it. And part of it is because, like, it brings back my self-esteem. Because I'm like, oh, I'm not a goblin monster. I just live in LA where people are like injected with things and the most beautiful people from every other part of the world are like, let me go to LA.
It is crazy.
But
it
like
you...
anywhere, like I love going home because, and I mean, I'm not doing a bit, but if anyone hears my bits about Alaska, I say something similar, but like it literally is like a self-esteem boost because I'm like,
oh yeah.
Oh, I'm hot here. Like, yeah.
Right? It's true, though. I mean, and you can also wear, like, the whole time I was in Alaska, I had, like, no makeup and, like, a flannel. Like,
yes.
It was so great.
Well, and it's like I grew up in a city where your personality went so much further as far as, like, making you attractive and, like,
yeah,
it was more about, like, who's, like, cool to hang out with than it was. Like, who's, obviously there were people like, oh, that person's hot or this, but it's like there wasn't this, like, What is that vibe in LA that's
right.
like, be beautiful? And then I also think there's so many people here who are just, I mean, it's a magnet for narcissists. So not only are people like good looking, but people like think that they deserve to be with someone who's like the best looking. And it's like, fall back, sir.
Right? It is. It is crazy. I think show business breeds narcissism.
And oh, for sure.
You have to be so self-involved to be successful.
Yeah.
And it's like, I even find myself, you know, like I'm trying so hard to hang on to like that Midwestern, like that sweet, nice,
yeah.
like not jaded, but it gets really hard because you almost have to be so selfish at
yeah,
times.
You have to get like, almost like cutthroaty or like.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I really do. It's and also it's weird though too because there's a weird like transition that happens. Not that like I'm by no means successful, right? Like
you're doing well.
Well, I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
I'm like doing okay. Like I'm starting to take.
I also wonder how long, like, how successful do we have to get that we don't feel like we're just doing okay? Because if you look at the things you've done, if you take yourself out of it and look at things on paper, it's like, okay, before I came here, if someone told me I was going to do that, this and that, you'd be like, oh my God.
So true.
Wow. But you get it now and it's like, all right, okay, well, what's next?
Isn't that crazy? Like, I remember being a kid and watching TV, and I would have been so stoked. I always wanted to be on TV. That's all I wanted. I wanted to be on. That was my goal in life, be on TV.
And now it's like, yeah, I did, like, that little thing, but, like, I mean, whatever.
Now I have a show. I'm like, well, but it's not on basic cable, or it's on, like, you know what I mean?
It's like, on this
subscription channel.
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah, I mean, it is crazy how the more you get stuff, the more you feel like it's not. Like, even I should just be happy to be working as a comic, period. But now in my head, I'm like, oh, but I want to get a special. Like, I want, like,
I want the next thing.
Right.
Yeah, it makes you crazy.
But I think I think the people that have success are those people that are never satisfied, right? Because if you're satisfied, you get
there.
Then you
stop working hard. Yeah, you're like, I did it. I've made it.
If I could treat my dating life like I treat my career, which is be that cutthroat and be like that.
Have that high of standards.
Yes.
Can you imagine, like, turning men down? Like, I needed something bigger.
You know what's weird is, like, all right.
Sorry, you're wasting my time. I have to leave.
Right.
Like, can you?
I do that. I do that with guys. I think I get off on doing that to guys that are really successful.
That's funny.
And then I chase guys that are, like, losers. I swear to God.
What's that? I mean, I do the chasing. I get that I don't know if I necessarily do it to guys that are really successful, but I get the appeal to it because it's like, because especially in LA, it's like, girls don't do that to them.
Right. And I think I get pissed if they think that it's okay for them to act that way because they're special.
It's like, you're just a man.
Let me give you, like, an example of this. Okay. I was just, I went out 5 or 6 dates with this guy who's a very, very successful actor, like, very famous. Okay. And he's hot.
And I love that.
I was into him, but then he started to do this bullshit thing where he wouldn't make plans with me. I get so... Can we just...
Just in general, is that, like, an LA thing too? Is it like...
Let's discuss this.
Like,
yeah.
No.
Why?
I can't. Like, my brain is like, no, I'm not hanging out with you if we can't put it on a calendar. I'm too busy to try to figure out when you're available.
Right. And then I was just getting into an argument with a guy friend about this the other day because he was like, man, this girl's getting so pissed at me because I won't make plans. He's like, I just don't make plans. I hit people up when I'm free. Like, hey, what are you up to? You want to go grab a drink tonight? And she's always like, you know, well, why didn't you hit me up yesterday? Why don't you make plans with me ever? And he really can't wrap his... He's like, I don't make plans with my boys. They don't get pissed.
That's
I see them.
Your boys don't value their own time. It's like, that woman is busy. Like,
right?
Screw you.
I feel like it's a respect thing. Like, if you respect someone's time, it's okay to ask last minute because if I'm free, I'll come chill.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, if you want to see me, you need to make plans. Is that crazy?
No, not at all. I think it's insane when people won't make plans. And a huge pet peeve of mine is when people make plans and cancel or, like,
flake
I've
out.
I've had guys, like, loosely make plans and then. And try to be like, well, you know, it wasn't like a solid. And it's like, yeah, no, it was for me. That's why I don't even date. I won't date.
A guy that doesn't make plans.
Well, no. I mean, I think I'm not even dating in general because, like, I downloaded all the apps for, like, a day recently. And then I was like, get me out of here. Because I realized, like, oh, my God, if I take one night off of shows to meet some man and he's...
You feel
not
like you
great.
Wasted your time.
I'm going to be so
That's
pissed.
How I feel. You know what you should do? This is what I do. I set them up. If I have a show, let's say I have the Laugh Factory at 8, I'll be like, I can do happy hour with you at 6:30. I'll have one drink with them right before my show. Then if I never want to see them again, I wasted 1 hour, but I'm by the show.
But you're still at your show.
That's what I do. I make
that's
them come out.
That's smart.
But I won't let them come to the show.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And that's how I do every first date. It's always happy hour before a show.
I need
coffee
to get like
show.
Dating lessons from you. I also like get in my head about dating because I am not good with relationships either. And like, and instead of just being like, this is just a date, I'm like, well, I'm going to leave a bunch anyway. So like, it's not going to be able to be a relationship. And then I'm like, wait, I don't even want a relationship. Why am I panicking about the future with this person I've never met?
Maybe you overthink because I'm
everything.
An overthinker.
Oh.
I wonder if that's a comedian thing or a woman thing.
Probably both.
Yeah, because I would say
it's a big comedian thing.
Do you think so?
Because you're chronically analyzing things.
Yeah.
If you're a good comedian, you have to analyze things. You
yeah.
know?
I overthink everything. Well, so this famous dude, right? So after he stopped trying to make plans with me, I stopped seeing him. Anytime
good.
He hit me up, I'd be like, hey, you need to make plans with me. I'm busy. You need to make plans with me. I'm busy. So the last time we were supposed to hang out, he hit me up and he was like, hey, are you free tomorrow? I'd love to get coffee
with
you.
Okay.
Yeah. And I said, great. 3 o'clock. Let's get coffee. I had stopped seeing him for like months. And this is a guy, by the way, that can get any girl. But I finally realized if I'm a dick to these guys, when they're a dick to me,
then they're more interested.
They come back.
Yeah. Well, because I think that's a human thing, too, is that a lot of times it's like, oh, guys like it when you're kind of like a little shitty to them. But it's like, I think we all just love the chase.
Yeah, and I think it's not even being shitty. I think it's just being, hey, I'm
respecting
worth
yourself.
You treating me like, yeah.
Yeah, not being like, whatever like makes you happy.
And but what's so annoying is that I do that with guys that have a lot of money or success or fame. I have no problem.
But these guys who have nothing, you're like desperately chasing.
Yes!
No, I get crazy over, and I'll get in my head and get crazy and be like, oh, like, he probably has like so many women over these guys that are like, and
work at Burger King riding a bike tour.
And not to like devalue them because I really like clearly really like them, but it's like, what's wrong with me that I think everyone's hunting this guy down?
Because you're into him. You think other people must be into him.
Well, that's what our brains do, is that if I'm into a guy, I'm like, everyone's probably trying to sleep with him.
Do you go to the worst case scenario, too?
Uh-huh.
Like,
I go
to the worst. If they aren't returning my text, my brain goes straight to, oh, he's fucking. Like,
right?
That's
and
it.
Then I'm like,
couldn't be doing
who
anything
is
else.
It? And then social media is a nightmare because I'm like, I'm going through with what has he liked? What are his,
oh,
what is he
do you
faved?
Do that?
Oh, my God, I'm crazy. And I'm like, well, obviously he's sleeping with all of these women. And then it's like, wait, I fave. Like or whatever, so many tweets. And it's like, I can't imagine if someone's done that to me and just assumes I'm sleeping with all the people whose tweets I like.
Could you imagine? I'm also very flirty on social media, and
yeah,
it doesn't
me
always mean something. Like,
yeah.
I just
have fun with it.
I've gotten really good. I used to do what you do. I've gotten so good at not doing it only because it only causes me pain. It's like cutting.
Yeah.
If I go look at their social
media.
Which
is great. I'm kidding. No, you know what? I have gotten a lot better at it, but that is a thing that I used to do. And every once in a while, I'll catch myself slipping back into it when I really like a guy. And then I'm like, no, stop it. What am I? And then it's like, most of it's just like guys liking themselves being tagged in a tweet anyway. And I'm like, ugh.
I wonder if guys
you're just like me.
Do this. I always wonder if guys do what we do.
Me too.
Like, do you think if a guy hasn't heard from you for a couple days, he like goes on your Instagram to see what you've been doing?
Yeah, well, every once in a while, it's like a guy, he's shaking his head, yes.
They do? Aaron's saying yes. Aaron, you can always hop in at any time in this conversation, by the way. We need a male voice over there.
Yeah, yeah. We'll totally check your social
media. Do you ever like a girl's post to try to get her to like notice you, like if you haven't talked to her in a while? Because I feel like, does that ever happen to you where all of a sudden
of course.
Someone like favorites a tweet and you're mm-hmm.
If a guy favorites a tweet that's more than like 12 hours old, I know for sure, because nobody scrolls back through their timeline.
Yeah,
that
they're
far.
Like just being like, hey.
Yeah, that's a passive aggressive, and by the way, bitch move. I think it's a pussy move. Here's my thing. Guys do that to me. They're like, guys that have my phone number that could easily just send me a text, instead we'll go back 3 days and like a couple tweets.
And favorite a tweet. That's the thing I tweeted that I think you retweeted where I said, I mean, it was just being silly, but I was like, fave this tweet if you want to flirt with me, but you're too big of a pussy.
Yes. I retweeted that.
But you know what? A guy who I have a huge thing for that I like had hooked up with. We had like, it was like sort of dating. It got really intense. And then we were both like, whoa, hey, what are we doing? Like, and took a step back or whatever. He liked that tweet. And then he like winked. He like sent a wink. And he was just trying to be silly.
Right.
Kind of, but I like lost my mind. And I was like texting him and I was like, why would you do that? And like, I winked crazy. And
you
then,
did not.
And he's like,
serious
he's
crazy?
Like, what? Yeah, no, I like texted him. Well, you know what? Cause I didn't notice. Cause I have notifications turned off because I'll lose my mind. And somebody else who I had talked to about this guy just had been like, oh, I really like this guy. And then be like, oh, it didn't work out. And I'm sad and it's weird. And like, I still like him. Just a friend. Without me having seen like what happened yet, I get a tweet from that friend. They're like, uh-oh, subtweet war. Which I think maybe like implanted the idea in my head that this person was like trying to be.
Oh, God.
It's so insane. I had also just come off the road and been in my car alone for like 12
that
hours.
That fucks you up. Yeah. It fucks you up.
Because it gives you time to just overanalyze everything.
I went crazy. I was just on the road for 3 weeks. And right before I left town, I basically ended it with someone. I mean, I wasn't like, we weren't exclusively together, but I basically was like, I can't see you anymore. And I actually blocked his number so he couldn't even text. By the way, when I block numbers, usually it's so that I can't text
that you
them.
Can't. Yeah, no, I get
I'm,
it.
I am, dude, that's my problem.
Moment
I
of
am,
weakness.
Oh my God.
Like,
no, dude, I am fucking, I'm compulsive when it comes to texting. If they don't answer,
I get crazy.
I get so angry when they don't answer.
Like, just respond to me. Yes. I know you see it.
If I know they've seen it, like, if let's say I text you at midnight and around 10, 11 o'clock the next day, I know you're like at work and you never replied. I get
I spiral. I'm like, just say something.
And then I get angry and I send so many texts and I have like a whole conversation. I'm like, oh, he read this and thought this. Now I'm going to say, like,
yeah,
I answer
for them.
Yeah, you
make up what thinking in their head. Well, that's what I did with that guy. And then I was like, I ended up calling him and I was like, look, I need to talk to you about this because I know I'm being insane, but like, can I just talk to you about it and
I love
get
that
it
Twitter
out?
Twitter started this. This isn't even a guy you're hooking up with?
No, I had hooked up with him.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was like, I guess it's a fling. He was in another city and I was on the road, but like, I just, like, it got real intense real fast, which is not to say, like, I have done that chronically. Like, I have a pattern in relationships where I have been like, oh my God, this person, let's be together forever. And then a few months later, we get together and then I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore, which is a thing I'm actively working on. And this guy had similar patterns and we had talked about it before we hooked up, but I, like, was just really into him. And then that happened, and because it was a thing that it's like, it was a thing.
Let me ask you something. Did you guys have like amazing sexual chemistry?
Yes.
Yeah. I have a theory that the only time women go this kind of insane.
Crazy? No, I have
a whole. Is when the sex is.
I have a whole bit about it. It's
yeah.
like you lose your mind. And
yeah,
it's like,
literally.
Am I even into this person? Or is it just.
There's a guy that I've been fucking. Well, we're not anymore, but had been fucking for like 4 months or something. And
yeah.
I honestly can say at this point, looking at it, there's almost not one thing about him that I like.
It was just the sex.
But I was convinced that I was like
in love
so
with him.
In love with it. Like, oh, he's so great. And he like I could list a million great things about him. And then I look back, I'm like, I don't think I could list five things
that
we have
him.
In common.
Yeah.
But
I
like
that,
the sex, it's just fucking, it's blinding. Aaron, does this happen to guys?
I mean,
if the sex is amazing, do you feel love?
I don't know.
Do men ever feel love?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the same for the guys.
No, I think men are just like, she's good enough. And I think if men find a woman who's like, they think is really good and like, oh, I've really got this catch. Then the woman has the opportunity to bully them into being in a relationship because they're like, I don't know if I'll find someone better, so I guess I'll just be with you if you want to be with me.
I think the only relationships that are successful
are where both people think that they are lucky.
Where the guy thinks that he has a prize and the girl thinks she doesn't need him that much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that I don't know. In my experience, that's how
I guess I imagine, and this is from the experience, someone who has a lot of experience with relationships that don't work out, but like... Usually with me leaving, though. Almost exclusively with me being like, I have to get out of here.
That's good.
But, like, in my head, I think it's like both people have to be like, I can't believe that this person wants to be with me. Amazing. But I feel like you almost never get that dynamic. Someone's always more into it.
I think there's always someone who's more into it than, like, my ex-husband, I felt so lucky with the way he treated me. But in the back of my mind, there was always a part of me that was like, but could I do better? And he never had that thought. He was like, I love you. I love you.
Oh,
you're amazing.
Yeah.
You're amazing. I worship you. I worship you. Like and I think that's why it lasted 10 years, honestly,
yeah?
Because there was an element that he was always chasing. I think the guy has to kind of always be
feel like
feel
that,
like
you could get away.
I kind of feel like that, or that there's, you know, it's weird. Like I noticed recently this territory thing too, guys have.
Oh,
where
really?
It's like, yeah, because, you know, I tried dating a porn guy. Right?
Ooh.
Even with them, even when they're that open and they don't even care if you're fucking, he didn't even care if I was fucking other people, but there's still this weird, like, territorial thing I would notice where if it was another porn guy,
oh. He'd
be like, oh, is that, I noticed that porn guy has been hitting you up. Or, like, before, like, if I was talking to an athlete, they wouldn't care about all these other guys, but if an athlete
but
in the same profession.
Wait, yeah, or it's like someone who, I guess it's like, is it because that person, like, rivals?
I think it's a competitive thing.
Yeah. Where it's like, no, I want to be like the athlete that you're into. Like,
right. Like, oh, you can't, you can date that plumber, but don't hook up with another football player. That's my, you know what I mean?
My thing.
I think that's a
guy thing. Or it's like, is it them feeling like, is it because the athlete feels superior to a plumber? But he's like, oh, this athlete's like bringing the same amount of things to the table.
I don't know. You know what? I'll have to try.
Because it's like, I think in theory I could be, I've always figured, felt I could be in an open relationship in theory, but I've never done it. But at the end of the day, it's like, I don't think I'd want it to be don't ask, don't tell. I would like be like, I want to know what you're doing because I think that's hot. But also, like, at the end of it all, I want to believe that, like, I'm better than all of them.
I know. That's where it gets awkward, right?
Where it's like, it's but, like, I have the best pussy, right?
Yeah, well, the guy should make you feel that way. Like, I know I had Brad Williams on here, and he talked about this on here, so I don't feel bad repeating it, that him and his girlfriend have threesomes.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him at a hotel walk off with his girlfriend and another
girl. Yeah, yeah.
And been like, amen.
But he told me that, you know, he's like, it's so important to me that, like, after that girl leaves, I always make sure to fuck my girl again and like, tell her how amazing it is. Like, he's like, it's so important to me that she knows, like, she's number one.
That, well, I think that's key to that's making something like that work.
Yeah.
Like, and then, because the way my life is going and where, like, my career is going, it long-term monogamy doesn't make sense for me. And also, like, it would be really unfair of me to be like, hey, man, wait here and fuck no one. I'm going to leave for months.
Yeah,
bye.
I agree with that. I it's weird. Like, people kind of, I'm a little more open now to the open relationship thing. I always, when I was married, and here, by the way, maybe at the time I thought this was a clue that I should know the marriage wasn't right. Because when I was married, I was like, can we please have an open relationship? Like, that's what
right?
I wanted.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and people were like, don't you think that's a sign that he's, like, if you're not? But I was.
If you're not on the same page sexually, I've tried to make relationships work where we just, and nothing against those men, but we're just very different sexually.
Right.
No, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Eventually you're going to snap and be like, I need more.
I don't mind. It's weird, but I don't mind a guy that I'm with occasionally hooking up. Like, I could be with a guy if he's like, say he's a comic. I would never, but say he's a comic and he's on the road and occasionally he takes a fan back to his room and they hook up and they don't keep in touch.
He doesn't fall in love with her.
Yeah, it's a one time whatever. I don't really think I care.
Well, no, me too. You know what? Okay, so that the person I had this, like, the fling with, I talked about like a few minutes ago, and I was like, I went crazy. Before we had hooked up or anything, somehow we were talking about relationships because we were friendly. Without any whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just like knew each other, had mutual friends, you know, comedy, whatever. And he said something just in passing about, like, his ideal relationship being like, oh, that I would have, like, sort of like my main person. And then, like, you know, if I hook up with her. And I think I got, like, starry eyed at the idea of that because I was like,
yeah,
that's what I want. Like, right? I got all crazy and I was like, me too.
I mean, occasionally, I actually think it might be good for, like, sometimes I look back at my marriage and I'm like, I loved that guy so much. We were such good friends and everything else was pretty much great. If we would have just, the sex was the big thing.
Yeah, one, it's like, to think that you can get, that A, you can get
everything from one person.
Or that you can give one person everything they need is insane.
I think so
like,
too.
I can never be, like, I'll never be an Asian girl. Like, if that's a thing you want. Or like,
I don't understand.
Like, I don't know if there's things that, like, I'm not into, but a guy might be into. And it's like, oh, I don't need to throw away the whole relationship just because I don't want to spank you or whatever. You know, like,
yeah, exactly. But I think it might be healthy.
I think it's 100% healthy. I think monogamy long term is insane.
I think it's impossible.
I'm getting married in 2 days.
What do you think about
this? Good luck with that.
Yeah, Aaron, talk to us, though, for real. Like, what do you think about this? Because you're getting married, so are you guys, like, traditional? Or are you just going to be just the two of you forever?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, you're cool with that?
I'm totally cool with that.
See, that's, like,
He's nice, though.
When it's also, like, as much as...
You
know what, as much as... That's true, and I'm damaged.
I can imagine if I was a comic on the road, that would be really hard.
Yeah.
Well, that's a thing, I guess. Yeah. Maybe if you're in a circumstance where people are throwing themselves at you.
It'd be hard.
Well, that's what... Also, especially for men, because women, we have our whole lives of having people thrown at us.
We're used to it.
And you get used to it. But for a man, especially when he goes from, like, kind of doing nothing to suddenly having, like, fame, then women are, like, just hungry monsters. Like, oh, miss, you have a show on what channel? Like,
you're right.
Especially
in
LA, it's like, no.
Isn't it so weird?
So, like, to date someone who's, like, famous, especially a male, and think that, like, and be like, never touch anyone else, is, like... get over yourself, lady. And it's like,
not going to happen.
The amount of people they turn down and then one slips through the cracks, that's what I always think is like when people are like, yeah, well, you've had sex with a lot of guys. I'm like, well, let's focus on how many I haven't had sex with. Because that number is so big.
There's someone, I can't remember who it is, that has a joke about that. And it's something like, if I turn down 99 out of 100 girls, it's still an A.
Yeah.
You know, it's still 99%. I'm still doing well.
Right? Well, and that's the same. Is like, I turn down like 99% of the men who want to fuck me. I've still probably had sex with over 100 men.
I mean, it is crazy. Like, I was in Vegas not too long ago doing this like celebrity golf tournament thing. And
hey.
I was with... Yeah.
Golf.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, listen to this shit. One of the regrets of my life, if you're listening, Tyson. I was with Rampage Jackson and Tyson Beckford. I did not hook up with either.
Why?
That's the regret. I didn't hook up with either. But I'm out with these two guys. And Rampage is actually like a little more shy. I mean, he's not shy, but he's not the type to go and just like start macking on some girls.
That's not
the way he is. Tyson, on the other hand.
Hello.
This motherfucker. I mean, like, I've been out with like famous guys, but I've never been out with a guy that looks like Tyson.
Yeah, of course.
In Vegas. He's sitting there, and I mean, it was like...
Just swimming in
women
pussy.
Would not... They could not control... You could see it on their face, the way they're looking at him. Every girl just wanted to fuck the shit out of him.
That's so funny.
And he could have easily just probably grabbed four girls and gone back to a hotel room. And I mean, I'm looking at that, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, if this guy was faithful to one woman, he would be Jesus.
Yes.
It would be impossible.
Well, it's like he'd be going... crazy.
Yeah.
And also but you know what, all this being said, there is, and I don't know how much of it's like this like wanting to find a person or it's like social conditioning, I don't know what the mix is, but there is always still a little like voice in the back of my head or something that's like, but like, because the way I really am is like, I don't think marriage is a good idea, like it'll fall apart, whatever, but there's still a little,
don't worry Aaron,
but there's still a little part of me that has this like idealized like, but what if I found the right person? Or like, I would still love to find someone that I'm like, you know what? I still don't know if it'll work, but fuck it. Let's try it. Like,
yeah, well,
let's go for it. I love you enough that I'm willing to give it a shot.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I mean, I will say this, and Aaron, this is partly for you, but not just for you, that there are a lot of things about being married that I do miss a lot. Like, it's great to have someone who is such a close friend that like just... There, you just know, like when anything amazing happens, you automatically text them.
Someone to tell, that's what I miss about relationships, because I'll get good news now and I'll be like...
Yeah. And it's, you can tell your girlfriends and stuff. Yeah. Like I have, yeah.
And then it's even like sometimes with that, and of course your friends are always excited for you, but like it all intermingles because it's like all my friends also are in the same industry. So I'm like, does it come across like I'm bragging instead of just being excited?
I get that. Yeah.
And it's like, this isn't even a thing they wanted, but I'm still going to feel like...
Right?
Am I shoving it down your throat? I'm not. But
yeah.
Like, how are they going
to It's hard to brag. It's hard to give good news to other friends who are doing like, what you're doing. Like, you don't want to be... I know.
Like, I remember 2013, I had this, like great festival year.
It was
when I first kind of, like... That's when I left my full-time job. And, like, I got into so many festivals. But it was just, like... Hey, did you submit to such and such festival? And, like, waiting for them to be like, yeah, I haven't heard anything. And being like, okay.
I know. No, you
or
almost
like
can't.
The guy, I was dating a guy who really wanted to get into Bridgetown, and I got into Bridgetown, and I got an email, and I was like, oh my God, this email went to my spam. Apparently, I got into Bridgetown. And he's like, maybe my email went to spam. And then I was like, did you find anything? And he's like, no, there's nothing here. And I'm like,
oh.
And then it's like, they want to try to be supportive for you, but
that's
like,
an awkward dynamic of dating someone that works in this business.
One of the pros and cons.
I don't date comics just because honestly, the reason I stopped because I used to, date some
comics. You're smart and strong.
I mean, I get tired of talking about it all the time.
I don't know if I do. And also, there was a while where I kept being like, no more. No more comedians, but it's like, I'm not going to date anyone else.
They're all you meet.
Yeah.
I mean, people have been on my shit lately because I'm not going to lie. Like, I've been hanging out with porn guys.
Yeah.
And it's like been, it kind of, for me, it used to be comedians because they were the only guys I would meet. Then I hosted the AVN Awards. All of a sudden, all the guys hitting on me turned into porn guys all of a sudden. And
hey,
people were giving me shit like, Kate, don't, you can't, if you hook up with more than one porn guy, you're the chick that fucks porn stars. And I'm like, okay, but I mean.
You mean I'm what every guy wishes he could be? Are you kidding me?
It is funny. I had Dana Moon on, or I think it was Dana, or maybe it was Nicole Amy. I can't remember which one was like, well, you don't have to apologize. You're fucking like A-list fuckers, like they're professional fuckers,
that had
and
to
you're
be
apologizing
Nicole.
For. I think it was. Nicole.
That had to be Nicole.
I think it was Nicole, but I mean, it's like, it doesn't. The point is,
yeah, you get to fuck people who fuck for a living. That's amazing.
I mean, it's not really as hard as you'd think to make it happen for you if you'd like to.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
just go on Twitter, get tweeting.
Hey. I see you.
I have a, God damn, you're such a great guest, and I hate that we only have a few more minutes, but I have a few more. I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Yeah. All right.
So question number one is this. This is a great question I got from, I think it was on Instagram. What do you think about a guy who has a girlfriend, and he buys sex toys for that girl, and then they break up, and he keeps the sex toys, and he cleans them off to use on you? Would you be okay with that? This is from a guy, because he's like, they're really expensive. And he's like, I bought my girlfriend a box of really expensive sex toys. And when we broke up, she wanted them and I wouldn't give them to her. So I have them and I don't know if I can use them or not.
I think it comes off creepy to me if a guy were to be like, I already have this dildo. It's like, why?
It is, right?
Yeah.
I would be very much against
it. And I'm not anti. It's not a weird, bitter jealousy thing. It's like, you use these.
Oh, no, it's germs.
No, it's just, it's germs. It's also just like, I'm sorry, you've just been hanging on to this cock ring or whatever. Or, I mean, I guess cock rings are weird.
Well, some of those vibrators are like $80.
I mean,
like a Hitachi.
Right? Well, so it's kind of weird now I'm thinking about that is like, is it weird if I have a vibrator and I'm letting a guy use it on me? Or whatever, is it weird that I use the same vibrator with a different guy? I've never done that.
No.
Because I kill
them. I don't think that's
weird.
Because
I use those.
You kill them.
Like, I mean, I get those little ones and I'm like, I don't know where to find these batteries, so I just keep getting the little ones. I wear those down.
Oh, me too. I was at a party after the AVN Awards and a keychain vibrator that was fucking awesome, because when I was on the road doing stand-up, sometimes I would forget to bring something, and I had one on my keychain, and it died, and I was never more sad than when that thing died. They don't last long.
They don't last long, and I think, I mean, I'm like, these are probably meant to last longer than they do with me.
You
I had
use
a guy,
them for hours?
I had to use a guy, I had a guy steal one from Exotica for me. There was probably a free bowl of them, or whatever, he didn't steal it, but like, God, within 2 weeks, that thing was dead.
Yeah, they die quick if they're battery operated.
Like little ones, but it's like,
that's why I like the Hitachi. Shit plugs into the wall.
I mean, I need to invest in one good, like, this is for me.
You don't have one?
You know what? I used to have two, and then I dated a psychopath who threw out my sex toys.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
He was jealous of my sex toys.
Some guys are.
I will say this, the entire relationship existed because I was in a very like low self-esteem place. I hated him the whole time. And I was like, I'll date this guy. He can't hurt me because I hate him. Like, and then it was just a pit of self-loathing. And then when I got out of it, I was like, I have dated several people that it didn't work out with. And some of them, it's like, what a weird fit. But I regret none of it except that relationship. Like, it was so bad that I was like, I regret this.
Really?
Yeah, because everything else, it's like, I grew from it. I learned something about myself, whatever. Even if they weren't great, but like, ugh.
Ugh. What did he do?
He just was a garbage monster.
I mean for a living. Was he a comedian?
He was attempting to be one. I would say it was before I was could call myself officially a comedian. I was making money doing something else, and he was like, I think at some shoddy, like, probably call center phone sales job. He was an awful human and just like emotionally abusive, a little physical. He was like a grabber, not like a, he was.
Sounds like a winner.
Yeah.
We might've dated the same person, by the way.
Oh God.
I
want to think that you're better than have dated this person. But
I date the biggest assholes. This is, I mean, like I am so sexually attracted to guys. Cause here's why. Cause I like guys that are like really rough in bed, like killers.
Yeah.
But those guys are not very often
good boyfriends.
Sweet.
Yeah, no, some of the sweetest people I've dated have been like oh, you're just like you are in real life in bed, and it's not. And it's like, yeah. What do I expect? But also, I think people expect something else from me in bed when, because like I'm very aggressive and like powerful and like not. I don't like lay there like a dead
animal. You're like a dom.
But like no, in life I feel like.
Oh, but you're submissive.
But I'm submissive.
So am I. That's because women that are super like, I think the alpha women, we seek out very alpha guys because they make us feel feminine.
In the bedroom, you want to feel feminine. But I think a lot of guys I end up sort of like almost or like getting with, I think they assume I'm gonna be like dominant in bed, and then they're like,
they're surprised,
and they're like, oh, that's not, you're the, I'm
I don't do this either,
and it's just this weird like, oh, you're not like, this guy's not gonna fuck me till I
that's
pass
the
out.
Worst like, I was hanging out with a guy actually that I was like real into this guy. But I never make a first move. I just don't. I'm never the first one to kiss the guy. I'm not.
It makes me, and I know it's like 2016, it makes me feel ugly or like unwanted
the
move.
I need, and maybe it's because we're comics, maybe it's all women, I'm not sure. I need a guy to make me feel very desired.
Yes, I need to feel really so wanted. Otherwise, same. It's like, I feel like I'm, I don't know, it feels gross. But then I'm like, do men feel the same way and we're all just trying to force each other to take the heat?
I don't think so. I think guys think they're way hotter than they are, like 90%
yes,
of the time.
It's like, I mean, there are people that it's like, how dare you not be worshiping me? Which is insane for me to say, but it's like,
right.
do you think that there's a line of women who are going to fuck you? Like,
I mean, I'm telling you, I've dated guys that like, here's what's crazy. You know how they say, like, to fake confidence? Like, you know, it's like when you first start stand-up. I tell people, just fake confidence on it. Pretend you think your jokes are fucking hilarious, even if you're not sure.
Sell it.
Confidence goes so far. I think the same is true in dating. And I think guys that, like, even if they don't have a lot of shit going on, if they act like they do, suddenly you're like,
ooh, this person.
Oh,
I
maybe.
I mean, the people
he's
I've
a
been,
catch.
I've been in relationships with people, and not until I was out of it did I go, like, I also have, like, weird daddy issues and stuff. So it's like, I think I date someone, I put them on this pedestal of, like, they have all the answers. And, like, they're doing everything well. And then I look back and I'm like, well, that person wasn't doing any better than me.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I dated a guy that I was like, he's so smart and he could teach me so much. And then I look back and I'm like, that guy was so fucking dumb. He couldn't put a sentence together
it's
in
like
a text.
And the questions you were asking these people and, like, just accepting their wisdom. And you're like, ugh. I was like, you're right. I should do that.
Oh, God, what is wrong with us? I hope that there are some guys listening who are as fucked up as we. I feel like the most fucked up person to have a podcast about dating, but it's fine. It's going to be
date
fine.
Fails for a reason.
Speaking of that, before we go, I know I texted you and I was like, I want to hear some bad date or bad sex stories. Do you have any?
Oh, God.
Any
I mean, half of the bad sex I've had is probably on my part, but. I mean, you know, it's just that it's mostly these, like super submissive or guys that have way too much confidence. I'll say this is that I told a guy I was dating that I really liked dirty talk. I'm like, hey, like, we should, you know, try to do, like, more of that. Like, trying to nicely be like, hey. And then, so he's on top of me, like, we're having sex at another point after I'd said this. And he, like, whispers in my ear, but is just, like, he's not saying anything. He's just like,
What?
Like,
just making
so
sounds?
Weird. Like, just, like, I think trying to get at the courage of dirty talk, but it just was, like, whispering, which, whatever, okay. But then at the end, he commented on, like, yeah, so I, like, brought that in. Like, he was so proud of himself, and I was like, how, your parents hugged you too much. Do you really think that you just mumbled in my ear? Like, you didn't call me a whore or
like,
anything.
Those weren't words.
Yeah,
I love, like, that, too. I love when guys call me, like, a whore or a
slut.
Well,
it's such a weird thing to bring up, though, because it's like,
how do you tell them?
How do you tell someone?
And if you tell them to do it, it kind of ruins it, too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, like, that's the blurred line between, like, and this is a weird thing to talk about, is, like, consent, because it's like,
I know.
Of course, you should always have consent, but, like, I don't want to have to, this isn't about, like, the sex itself, but I don't want to have to tell you the things I like. I want it to just happen.
I get
it. But everyone's
it.
Like, the thing to do is you got to communicate and say everything. I mean, yeah, but, like, that ruins it for me.
The consent line, it's so, I hate, it's an awkward thing to discuss, and it is tricky because I know it's like, no means no, but there have been a couple times that something has happened in bed. Like, okay, like, for instance, the first time I had anal.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to. I kind of wanted to, but I was kind of
like
afraid.
I don't know.
And I was kind of like, no, I don't want to. And he was like, you're going to love it. Just relax. We'll take it really slow. And he was kind of like starting to. And I was like, no, I don't think. And then he was like, babe, I'm already in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's not bad. Okay.
Okay.
Like, yeah. So, I mean, I can't believe I just told that. I'm blushing. But like, but that would be an example of where like I didn't really
Well, there's
give...
moments like that I'm like, am I like I'm part of the problem.
Right. Like same, because I didn't really say yes, and like no means no, and I was kind of
And I didn't
saying,
take a stand on
kinda
it.
Kind of saying no, but I was kind of saying no, but
like,
I wasn't really
I don't
sure.
Know.
Yeah, so I think what we should say is if you say no, you got to fucking mean no, and you got to make them stop, or you got to find another word like, well, maybe I don't know.
This is such a weird conversation.
It's a weird topic.
Yeah,
we shouldn't even go into it.
No
means no. Let's just say that.
Yes, 100%.
No means no unless you're fucking me and her.
Yeah, and then it's like,
And then you got to just read the body language.
Right.
But only with the two of us.
We're going to get in trouble for this.
I know. Well, in the last episode, I said that Down syndrome people can fuck as much as they want and no one calls them sluts. So I'm on a roll today. I'm really killing it. It's fine. Everything is fine.
Everyone's like, good for you. You found someone.
I know. I get upset because, you know, I do like, I just did the thing in Vegas where I opened for Dom Herrera in a bikini. I did it because he asked me to.
That's fun.
Yeah, but people, you know, I got so many people on my Instagram being like, oh, you have to pull your tits out to be funny, or like, whatever, you're a whore.
Like, no, my tits aren't funny. They just look great.
I mean,
I'm funny aside from that.
That my thing is, I'm like, first of all, he's my friend. He asked me to do it. Second of all, I get so pissed because I'm like, if I was doing this, like, if I... fucking Bobby Lee and I pull my dick out on stage, it's funny because I'm a short, pudgy fucking guy.
Well, you know, it's a sad truth, though, and it's like a thing that I'm like guilty of saying, is that like nudity is only funny if you have an ugly body.
It's true.
But it's
true.
Also like there's a problem in comedy, which I mean, we don't even have time to go into this, where it's like people, it's like there's this idea that like we can't accept a woman who's also beautiful, that it's like, or that it's like, oh, well, she's pretty, so she must be using that to get ahead. And it's like,
you use whatever
you have. And the thing is I used to be so upset about that. Like, I used to be like, yeah, oh, these, you know, and it's like, oh, I'm just mad because I'm not that hot. And so I just only have this thing
to use.
Or
you
whatever.
Are.
But it's like,
but I know what you mean.
Who cares?
My thing is, it's like, you use whatever you have. It's like this. It's like,
these are all your tools.
It would be
why
like,
would you not use
it? It'd be like
it?
Brad Williams going on stage and never
addressing.
Talking about being a dwarf. Of course he's going to do material about being a dwarf. He's a dwarf.
It's why wouldn't you use the most obvious thing?
Yeah.
Like a visual.
I'm not saying like that people should do stand up in bikini, because I honestly, even when he asked me to do it, I was like, oh, I don't know if I should do it again. I did it once just to prove the point that it could be done. But
yeah,
then like, I wasn't even sure. But then part of me is like, if I'm going to be this girl that's like, own what you are and don't fucking be afraid to like embrace it, embrace your sexuality, embrace whatever, I can't then be like, but I won't do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So fuck it. Whatever.
Who cares?
I don't know how I got on this soapbox. This was a weird episode, but I'm really happy with it.
I feel
we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
By the way, are you single right now?
I am.
You are?
Yes.
Okay,
I love people.
That's what's
I love people. I don't know. I'm very single, but I'm mentally like thinking about the 800 that got away all the time.
Do you know what I think we should do? That would be a really fun episode of the show, and we should really do it. Aaron, we should talk about this. We should get law of mics one night, and like me, you, Dana Moon, and Nicole Amy, we should just go to a bar, and we should just hit on guys, and then we should edit it together into an episode and see what happens.
I would love that.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be so fun.
We should all go together. Do we have laws at this place? Could we make that happen? We'll figure it out.
It's like,
we'll
absolutely, that is not
He's like,
possible.
He's like, there's no, look at behind us. What's on? This is what we have here, a flat screen with nothing on it. Dude, you're amazing. Thank you so much for being
here.
You're fucking rad. You guys, please follow her at JMS Comedy on everything and
yes,
go see her. She's going to be Saskatchewan in September, Africa.
South Africa, yeah.
In November. She's fucking everywhere. And I love you. Jessica Michelle Singleton, you're awesome.
I love you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you guys for listening. Follow me at Kate Q Funny, and I will talk to y'all soon. Bye. Dude, you're